Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Got James waiting. James, you in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Guys, okay, I think you know this. Drew said something to you guys on air that was prophetic. That was me talking, basically. That's how I took it. He basically said, Taysom needs more snaps. And, you know, come on. I mean, we don't have any weapons right now. If you're game planning against us, who are we trying to stop? I mean, let's be honest. Alave's nice. He's okay. But I'm in a grocery store. I hope you guys can hear me. He's okay, but the third corner shut him down. What's the kid's name? Number one, he shut him down during practice. So, you know, basically, I think we need to give Taysom the ball more, because if we're going to emulate a running game, because none of the running backs impress me right now. I mean, none of them.
And then Alvin, we haven't even brought that up, James. Alvin missed practice today with quote-unquote back tightness.
And he's had that before.
Yes.
He's had that before.
And Jamal didn't have a great debut against Arizona either, and Kendra Miller still hasn't practiced since going out, like, literally day one of training camp with a hamstring injury. So, yeah, the running back room is a huge question mark. As far as Olave goes, that's who you're game planning for.
James.
Even if he's not necessarily, like, the biggest dude in the world, like, that's the weapon on the Saints offense right now.
It was so funny while we had the pickleball tournament and Bobby's asking him questions about Derek Carr and Kamara and the receiving core. And I'm thinking, if I got to get a question in on offense. And I asked him about Taysom Hill. And so as I'm explaining, I can see in his eyes, man, he had the quote. Hey, we got to live in a world where he takes 10 to 12 snaps each game at quarterback. And he brought up, okay, if you're a defense and he comes into the game, you're not sure exactly where he's going to line up. And if you snap it quickly, you're catching the defense off balance. You're not real sure if he's going to line up at quarterback, at running back, at H-back, at wide receiver. That little bit of, I don't know, and you can see it in defenses. And even when they know, when he runs that power play at quarterback, ain't a lot of teams stopping it. So I think what Drew is basically was trying to say, hey, listen, you got to find a dozen plays each game that he comes in and the defense has no clue where he's going to end up. Man, this ain't high school football. You're not playing football in your backyard. There's a lot of indecision. You catch one guy not knowing, and you got a big hole that you can run through or let him throw the ball downfield. I think that would catch the defense by surprise more than anything, because they're expecting him to run it, and you throw it downfield. I think what Drew brought up was a great point, and it's something I'm interested to see how Clint Kubiak uses Taysom, and they're not going to show you any of that. I wouldn't show you nothing
in preseason,
nothing. But during the regular season, and I'm going to showcase Taysom.
So the word that Drew used was terrifying, right? Yep. Like, that was terrifying for defensive coordinators. It keeps them up at night with how they're going to be able to stop Taysom Hill if he's getting that many touches a game, especially at the quarterback position. I think it's an interesting one, and it's a great question, James. Like, who are defensive coordinators game planning to stop on this offense? Because right now, you know, when we talked with Brian Baldinger a couple weeks back, you know, he mentioned specifically Chris Olave, right? A guy that you could look down and then look back up, and at the end of the season, he ends up with like 150 targets. That's the type of season you could potentially expect.
But who scares you? Who scares you on that team? Taysom? Rashid Shaheed because of his speed.
Correct.
Those are the guys, Charlie. They scare you. They keep you up at night. Because you see cornerbacks, when they're up against Shaheed, man, they're in a quick backpedal. They know they're going deep on him.
It's great that Shaheed's back at practice, because, Mike, we've also mentioned this multiple times, that when everyone's expecting that Olave is going to take that year three leap, it's also year three for Rashid Shaheed. And now, what is the jump for him? Because he was around 400 yards his rookie year, is around 700 his second year. Can he kind of make that jump to close to being a 1,000-yard receiver as the team's wide receiver too? That's success. If you're looking at the question of what does success look like for Rashid Shaheed, I think it's that. And if he keeps up the yards per catch, obviously, that's going to be big as well. If he's still prolific in the return game, Like, he can also be one of those weapons, like you were mentioning, alongside Taysom Hill, that keeps defensive coordinators up at night.
One of the defensive coordinators that came to the Louisiana line camp, he brought up to me, you know, one of the things he said, you know, and I'm not an offensive coach, but he said, Mike, this is what I would do. I would run Shaheed because I know that cornerback is in a quick back pedal on a deep pattern, and I'd run somebody in that open spot and just hit him out in the flat. And it's one-on-one because now Shaheed has cleared that area for you. He's cleared it out. Man, throw it if it's to the tight end or to the back, and he's one-on-one. That's one tackle to break, and you're out into the open field.
Speed kills, Mike. That's what they always say.
And Shaheed got it.
He's got it in spades. So.
And I'll be honest with you, Taysom, man, you don't think he's as fast as he is until he takes off. Man, Taysom got some speed with him. So those are the two guys. Now, Kamara, the thing about it is, that, man, if you're going to put people on the line of scrimmage, he's going to see a team pitcher defensively every time you snap the ball and you pitch it to him. I don't know if your offensive line can block for him. But, man, Shaheed, that's a different story because the rotation coverage is going to be much more toward Chris Olave's side of the field.